Hey guys, welcome back to the Black and Bold podcast, where we talk about interesting news and topics each week. We're going to talk about our news segment first. Najon, do you want to start?
Yeah. So we're going to start with Panera charged over the deaths of two people from their charged lemonade. So basically, backdrop of the story is that two people have died from drinking Panera's lemonade, which is known for being like very high on caffeine. It's highly caffeinated to the point where one cup has more caffeine than Red Bull and Monster combined. And right now, the issue is that Panera is facing a lawsuit over this killer drink.
Yeah, that's insane. Apparently, the two people who died from the charge in lemonade, they had pre-existing conditions which made them more susceptible to die from caffeine. So, I mean, it's very unfortunate to hear that.
Yeah, the thing was that, like, I believe both of them had issues regarding hearts, their hearts. The first one had, I forgot what it was, but it was some rare heart condition. And the second one had high blood pressure. So both of them tried to avoid caffeine at all costs. The problem came in when they drank the lemonade and weren't aware of the sheer amount of caffeine in it. So then both of them died. And now the idea is that Panera did not properly warn their customers of the caffeine content in their drinks. Turns out, when we went to look at the information that they did, but nowadays, Panera is trying to make it more overt that, the lemonade is highly caffeinated.
My question is, with this, was it public knowledge on their website or somewhere within the store, the level of caffeine in these drinks beforehand? I know, just like you said, when we looked after the whole thing happened on the website, it was very clear that the drinks contained a lot of caffeine. My question is, was this public knowledge or easily visible on either the website or in store to where this sort of thing could have been caught?
I would assume that it was, but at the same time, it might just not have been it might have been understated.
Mm.
Do you think Panera's in the wrong here?
Do I think they're in there? Honestly, yes, because I don't think they should have a drink that caffeinated, which is more than Red Bull and Monster combined. I mean, I think that's just an absurd amount of caffeine.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like anyone needs to be stimulated that much. So I would say they're in the wrong in this case.
Yeah. Panera did state that their lemonade has about the same caffeine content as their coffee. But I'd say the issue with that is just that people know coffee for being caffeinated. Even when it's called charged lemonade, you might not know that it's charged with caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
It might just be that for a cool labeling type shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, anyways, I personally think that Panera probably just understated their caffeine level in their drinks. And well, now they got to pay the price, honestly. Mm-hmm. But damn, killer lemonade. For 2023, add that to the list.
Who would have thought? I wonder when this charged lemonade thing came about. How long ago was it that they introduced it? But yeah, very unfortunate news to hear.
Yeah, the next news is that Hunter Biden is indicted on 9 tax charges, 3 felonies, and 6 misdemeanors. So to start off the 9 tax charges, he owes $1.4 million in taxes from 2016 to 2019. And he was caught with illegal possession of a firearm under the influence of drugs in Delaware in 2018.
That is crazy. I mean, with him being Joe Biden's son, he isn't really struggling in any sense because he's pretty much covered under Joe Biden. So I'm incredibly confused as to why he just decided to not pay his taxes when he definitely has the funds to do so. So I guess he kind of fucked himself over in that sense.
Yeah, but this was before Biden was elected president.
He wasn't in any type of financial bind, or he wasn't struggling before that, right?
Not that I know of. I do know that Hunter Biden has claimed that that this whole thing is an attempt to discredit the 2020 election then, and they're trying to slander Biden himself, Joe Biden. Oh, to that I would say, Hunter Biden is Joe Biden's son, obviously, but at the same time, they're two different people, so you can't really use Hunter against Joe specifically. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, if he's committing that shit, he should be charged. Like, there's no reason for him not to do it. Why do rich people avoid taxes like that?
I don't know, bro.
They jump taxes they just want all their money, bro.
This beyond greedy. It's like their own detriment, bro. And I mean, he's gonna feel the repercussions of this. And yeah. I mean, rightfully so. I mean, I definitely was thinking about this definitely impacting Joe Biden's presidency and if he ever wants to rerun for president again. And I mean, not a smart move by Hunter Biden at all.
Not at all. But also, I do think that his opposition is in an even tougher spot, and we'll get to that later.
Mm-hmm.
But the next one is Kodak Black on bond after his arrest.
Yeah. So if you guys don't already know, the thing with Kodak is that he recently had a cocaine possession charge against him, which wound him up back in jail. He's been before. He's no stranger to the system. More recently, he got out on bond for this charge, which I found incredibly surprising. I mean, Kodak's ability to get out of jail just like repeatedly is next to none. I'm not going to lie. He has a skill for this sort. I'm not going to lie. He has a skill. I literally just don't know how he does it time after time after time, bro. Like, especially now. I thought he was going to be cooked for a little bit longer, but I mean, he got out like fairly quickly because the news about him getting the charge is like, I think it was like maybe like a week or two ago, like a couple weeks, but like he got out quick,
bro,
which is interesting.
Blood is a mastermind when it comes to that kind of shit. Like, it's crazy how some people can be like that. He's like playing chess when it comes to like hopping out of prison.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Some people just have a good grasp on just the system or just how to conduct themselves to get out of jail early.
Or but, that yeah. he isn't. Or he has like an S-tier lawyer or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised he even got bond for this one because I know he has. He definitely got the money based on his career and his just affluence and shit like that. But, like, I'm just truly surprised that he got bond because of all the previous charges that he got for this other cases.
Yeah, but, like, well, that's our short news segment for this week. And our main segment is going to be more news. We're going to talk about the craziest news stories of 2023 and ending out with our top L's and W's of 2023. Mm-hmm. So back to like people getting arrested and like what I mentioned earlier, we all know the big one. Trump got arrested earlier in the year. And we all know like it was about like the conspiracies with January 6th, the illegal documents that like were found in his Mar-a-Lago home and all of that and all that together combined with him to be like to be one of the very few, if not the first president to be arrested. Don't quote me on that, but yeah.
I think like during their presidency, I don't think there's been another one, but for sure when like the presidents were younger, they probably definitely got arrested on like just petty kid shit. But yeah.
But yeah, it was like just hearing that, honestly, I've said this before, but I really did not expect him to be arrested. I thought it was all just like regardless of whether or not you wanted him to be arrested or not, I just thought that it wasn't going to ever happen. I thought they were going to, like, I thought the justice, like, system was just not going to care or they were just going to walk right around the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very just shocking news to hear that he actually got arrested. I mean, his mugshot was hilarious.
Yeah, it was.
Completely hilarious.
Pulling off of the Rock face, bro. It's It was, yeah. You know, he's a reality star through and through. Mm. He should have just stuck with that, like being that kind of actor type shit, like on Home Alone.
Yeah.
Bro, I remember CinemaSins episode, like, you know how, like, in Home Alone, Trump makes an appearance or something? Bro, as soon as he showed up on the screen, billion sins, bro.
Yo, he also made an appearance in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, if you guys didn't remember. But yeah.
Yeah, like, Trump is love him or hate him, he is funny as fuck.
Yeah, the man, he needs his own reality TV show.
Yeah, but also,
I'm surprised he hasn't already had something like that, but
yeah. Trump trouble. But like I just saying, like, this does not help with our 2024 election. It's going to be a shit fest. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I'll be completely real there. Like, all politics bullshit aside, like, it's going to be a shit show. Just so many charges thrown on others, like, each side. And then it's like, you know, not like you got some cult followers. And you got people who just don't want to do with anyone. You know, but getting out of that, we have a new one. Gumball versus Dream. So Nicholas Cantu, the voice actor for Gumball, was like recorded by Dream in an Uber talking like insulting Dream, of course, and like talking about how Dream is the R word and how Gumball has a high IQ and Dream will be left in the fucking Sahara, like be like blown away like some sand or some shit like that, and then while Gumball will have an erected statue in his honor, and then it ends off with him saying that's what the mask is, and then calling Dream the F-slur. Yeah, like you know, it's been like a lot like of online news about it. It's been very, very big on Reddit, on like Twitter and all that shit, you know, as any like fucking neckbeard type like online, serially online asshole is. But like, a lot of people were siding against Dream, even though Gumball assaulted Dream, from what I heard. Like, he actually just straight up like threw hands on him, and Dream, being the bitch ass he was, despite being older, lost. But anyways, yeah, a lot of people were just against Dream and all that. And honestly, from what I'm seeing, it's just because Dream is that hateable of a guy that people would rather just bandwagon hate on him than actually acknowledge the fact that, you know, he was fucking assaulted.
Yeah, that's really crazy. Like, the fact that you could hate someone so much to the point where they were actually beat up and assaulted and you side with the assaulter is just heinous, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
justifying crimes.
To be quite honest, I didn't really care enough about this before, nor like know much about this specific piece of news, but I mean, just hearing about how, like, just regardless of him being assaulted, that is still just support for the assaulter.
Yeah, honestly, in that situation, I kind of had to look past it because, you know, he's Gumball. Gumball's like my favorite childhood show. Like, it was
great, great new gen show, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh yeah, like 100%. And it kind of hurt my heart to see Gumball in this position. But like, I just had to realize, like, you know, being an asshole is not okay. And like, at first I was confused by the slurs, but apparently, like, apparently, Nicholas Cantu, which is, like I said, Gumball's voice actor, he is a pansexual autistic guy, so he technically can say both words. Still rubs me the wrong way, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, also, like, the controversy with Dream, like, the justification people have been using is that Dream recorded Nicholas when he was 19 in the car drunk, so the question is, why is he with a like a minor under the influence?
Yeah,
like Dream at the time was an adult.
That is another thing to consider. Like, why would he put himself in that type of predicament? But I mean, it did happen. So I mean, sucks for Dream.
Yeah, honestly, but the amount of artwork I've seen for Gumball being the shit out of Dream is hilarious. Like, I even took a crack at it.
Yeah, I mean, I think now, whenever we watch Gumball in the future, we will always just think back to him beating the absolute shit out of Dream. But it's crazy. I mean, I guess we kind of have to disassociate just Gumball and the character now more.
Yeah, like, but tell me why I think that that would be in character for Gumball in a certain way.
I don't know if assault would be that.
Not assault. Not assault, but like as in like all the narcissism talk and all that shit. Like just that bullshit. Like, you know, that whole yap sesh that like that real life Gumball was fucking blathering about. Like, wouldn't it's kind of in character for Gumball to say some shit like that.
Mm. Yeah. I would say so, but I wouldn't. I get what you are trying to say with the level of arrogance, but I don't know if it would be taken to that extreme. But yeah.
Yeah, but the moral of the video, the moral of this podcast is you can get away with anything as long as you're neurodivergent.
Mm. Basically, yeah.
I'll still never forget what you told me. That shit was hilarious.
Mm.
Yeah, but moving on, gay furries. We talked about this last week, but I felt like I just needed to bring it up again because it was just so perplexing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, gay furries hacking a nuclear site for cat girls.
Mm.
Like, I'm still on the fact that they hacked our, like, emails to say that our president died.
Yep.
Like a school president in UConn, by the way.
Not gonna lie, some of these just newer criminals got their priorities fucked up because why like for cat girls, bro? Like what is the world coming to? Like I feel old saying that, but actually, like, what the fuck, bro?
I don't know. I'm not gonna lie, it's just 2023, not even 2023, the 2020s have just been a different animal. Like, what has happened with America?
I feel like ever since we got out of COVID, there's just been a lot of just
excess bullshit.
Yeah, just extremely controversial things that you'd never even think of before.
Bro, it's like everyone's on demon timing, bro. That's COVID was the point of no return, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a pivotal point in human history.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So our next one is the UFOs, like, you know, the confirmed sightings of UFOs, along with the Mexican government, I believe, releasing an image of a dead alien body.
Mm. That's it.
How you feel about it?
Actually, I have a question for you. How valid do you think that image of the alien body was?
Oh, there's no chance in hell that's real.
Hmm. What if it was, though?
If that was real, then I might as well, like, I'm leaving this planet, bro. Mm.
You will be the alien now.
Bro, if that is real, I would fucking put myself in a coma. There's no way I could live in a reality like that.
Really? Why not?
It's just too surreal for me to fucking process.
Mm.
And also, if aliens came to this planet, I think we'd be fucked. Like, if they knew of our existence, we'd be fucked.
I don't know. It, you know, a lot of factors would go into just having a genuine alien visit that it could honestly go either way because it depends on their beliefs, like, what type of technology they have, like, a lot. Now we're getting very deep into the conspiracy side now.
Yeah. Honestly, this is just the cynical side of me, but I doubt aliens would be trying to make peace with us. And if they visited us instead of us visiting them, then they likely have superior technology. Because why wouldn't we have visited them already?
Mm. You raise a valid point.
Yeah. Mm. Honestly, like, it's crazy, though. It's like, how could people believe that?
I don't know. People for the longest just have believed in this aliens and that type of thing. I mean, the Area 51 thing, it came into prevalence. I forget when, but you remember when they were going to go do, like, the raid or do the trip to Area 51, but it never happened? I mean,
like,
this sort of thing is, it's cycled in prevalence and irrelevance just throughout the years. They haven't really been able to just let the shit go and just let it die, you know?
I feel like it's just been that, like, one-time thing. Like, with the aliens, like, this going on, it's like a one-time thing. Everyone's going to forget about it. I think people have already forgot about them just announcing, hey, aliens are real and shit like that.
Yeah, because I don't feel like enough people took it seriously to really consider it something to remember.
the Mexican government tried to gaslight us all. That is hilarious, but also it's like confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On to our next subject. We will talk about now the W's and L's of 2023. And we'll start with the L's, of course. Save the best for last. Starting with the submarine breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
So basically, for the submarine breakdown, it was from what I remember, it was a tour of very rich, wealthy people who decided to take a submarine tour. I remember that it was controlled by a controller of sorts. It looked kind of like an Xbox controller, but nonetheless, the tour happened, and I think there was there was some type of malfunction within the submarine, which didn't allow it to, I guess, operate correctly, and it ended up costing the lives of the people within the submarine. Yeah. Very saddening news.
Yeah, but so yeah, the submarine imploded, like, and this was the scariest part was. They were trying to visit the remains of, like, the sunken Titanic. Mm.
Dang, the, like, irony.
Yeah, it was called the Titan.
Mm.
Yeah, and then, like, Ocean Gate, like, we all know that Ocean Gate was trying to cut corners by giving them, like, a fucking controller for, like, a steering wheel or some shit like that. To direct.
Bro, I don't know, man. Like, bro, I don't know.
And then thinking that they won't get a lawsuit filed against them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There definitely had to be something based on all of the tomfoolery that happened within that just specific news article.
Bro, the amount of people that were pissing on their graves was kind of disgusting, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, I get it, like, fucking tax or eat the rich or some shit like that, but it's like, those are people.
Yeah, bro, humans just have no just empathy or sympathy sometimes, bro. It is insane, just the number of vile people that you just don't see in your day-to-day, but you just see on the internet, bro. Crazy.
You know I felt bad for most? The 19-year-old who didn't want to go originally. He was scared to go.
Mm.
He was convinced by his uncle or some shit, and yeah, that didn't end up so well.
Damn. Yeah, I say rest in peace to all the people involved in that.
Yeah, but like, the fuck is going on in Ocean? Why? This, again, it goes back to the question that why do these companies and all these people with money, like, I know this is going to sound a little ironic, but why cut corners?
Mm-hmm.
Why cut corners when you could just do the safe option, mm-hmm, and just avoid trouble?
Right, like, they have the money to do it right. It's just a matter of greed and just...
What do they get out of it?
I don't know. More money, I guess?
They have enough money.
But more...
Bullshit.
Yeah, it is bullshit, but we can't control the just the decisions of other people, so I mean, it's just the world we live in, unfortunately.
Yeah, like the next L, I would have to give it to Will and Jada.
Will and Jada, man, I've heard their names for a while. I mean, the first time I truly heard their names was the famed Will Smith and Chris Rock slap that happened at the Oscars. I mean, that was just a whole thing by itself. Just crazy. No one really thought that was gonna happen, but when it did, that shit really just blew up the internet. Like, shit was everywhere. Clips, videos, memes, images, just the whole works for this sort of thing. I mean, but moving forward from that, just a lot has been revealed about their relationship, or just brought to light to the media about their relationship from, I think Jada had like a Red Table talk, Jada wrote a book, just a number of tweets and posts made by both of them has really brought a lot of their relationship to light just in the media. And it's a very dysfunctional relationship. Like, I think I said this previously on one of our other podcasts, but I just truly wonder, like, what effect this would have just on their children or their family, like, right now.
Bro, the Smiths are in shambles, honestly. Mm-hmm. Jada sold crack when she was a teenager. That's all you need to know. It's already a red flag, bro.
You know, you don't. I'm not going to say that because you don't see the whole picture and you don't completely see, like, the reasoning why, like, she had to do that sort of shit. Because sometimes that's really, like, your only, like, option in, like, certain communities and shit. And, like, yeah. I'm not going to judge her too harshly on that because I don't know the exact implications of why she sold crack or just how that ended up happening.
Even then, that still doesn't justify. Like,
yeah, it doesn't justify, but all I'm saying is, Basa, you don't know what led up to that. That's all I'm saying.
You didn't let me finish. I was going to say it doesn't justify her saying how good it is to fucking go off with her son on, like, fucking psychedelics. That's
still, oh, no, that's fucking inexcusable. No.
Bro, like, Jada needs to stop talking. Mm-hmm. She needs to stop fucking talking.
Yeah, I haven't heard as much from Will. Maybe he needs to do more of the talking.
Honestly, everything they've said has been, like, I've heard it against my will. No pun intended. But, yeah, it's like, there was a pun intended. I'm not going to lie. But, fucking hell, like, Jada just, like, we all know that Jada just stated that she and Will have been divorced for, like, about 6 years. Way before the slap actually happened. And now they're saying they're together forever.
By this point, I don't even think they were in a relationship to begin with.
Bro, I don't even think they know if they're in a relationship.
Yeah, I think it was just all a facade, bro. Because what the fuck, man?
Bro, Tupac fucked him up.
Yeah. And the chokehold that man had on Jada Smith?
Yeah.
Actually, she's not even Jada Smith anymore. She's Jada Pinkett, bro. God, she the last name is just discarded, gone. Yeah. They're not the Smiths any longer.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Tupac got G.I. Jada, like, fucking on a chokehold like a dog on a leash. Mm. Fucking locked up like a prisoner, bro.
The power of the twin flame, bro.
Yeah, you know, and we already mentioned this before, but Blueface sucks as well. So, Blueface, you ain't safe. Fucking my baby mama.
Another dysfunctional family.
Like, multiple baby mama ass fucking this child isn't mine type shit. I'm trying to dip. But, like, yeah, it's just, what's up with celebrities? That's the thing. Celebrities kind of suck. But speaking of celebrities that suck, Mark and Elon and their supposed, in quotations, fight.
Yeah, they were going to, quote unquote, throw the hands.
And it never happened.
It never did.
That pissed me off.
Yeah, one of the biggest cock teases of 2023, I'm not gonna lie.
Bro, that was all a dick measuring contest, bro. Like, fucking Elon, like, oh, Elon bitching out, bro. That was the worst part. Because we all know the whole time, like, I feel like Mark would have been into the fight. But, like, Elon was just fucking, like, squeaking out like a little bitch.
Yeah, if that fight would have happened, it probably would have broken the internet. Because of them being such, like, prominent entities just in general, bro.
Bro, Elon knew from the very beginning that his tubby ass was getting his cheek clapped.
Yeah. But I'll say Mark had the upper hand on him.
Yeah,
just from the get-go, bro.
Fucking jujitsu champion or some shit like that. Bro, imagine losing to a lizard, bro.
Crazy.
That's like, the fight was gonna be in the Roman fucking Coliseum.
Yeah, it couldn't have gotten better than that, bro.
Yeah,
that literally would have just trumped every other fight that would have happened that year. That would have been great to see and just to re-see again and again.
Do you think Mark would have won?
Is that a question?
I guess you already said it. Like, he had
the he already had upper hands from the get go. Like, I mean, Elon, I'm not gonna go there. I'm about to say, he doesn't have the best figure.
He does not.
Yeah, he has like a dad bod times two. It's not appealing at all.
Bro, he's like a fucking gourd, bro.
Yeah, he would have been just decimated. But yeah,
I have a random question. Who do you prefer, Mark or Elon?
Who do I prefer?
Yes.
Mark. I'll say Mark. For me, though. What about you?
Mark, but I really, that's like a really hard choice, as in I don't want to choose either.
Yeah,
I
just he's just a, they're not great humans. He's just a lesser evil.
Yeah, and we all know that Mark, like, speaking of Mark, got to mention Threads and like how Elon is just taking L's like a fucking, like a fucking whore, bro. Like, he also losing with Twitter, like it being half its worth, losing all those ads, just L Elon. Elon with a capital L.
Yeah, Elon has been getting cooked and sautéed, bro.
Yeah. But moving on, we got the Quebec wildfires. On to our second last L. And very quickly, we all know, like, on the East Coast, we experience, like, a lot of environmental effects, if I were to say.
A lot of bad air quality, change in sky color for, like, the first time ever. And it was just interesting. Quick question for you. Did you get any interesting pictures or flicks?
No. Did you?
I think I got like one or two.
When I went, like, when that happened, I was out of Stanford. Like, I think I moved down to Stanford, but I was up at stores that whole day.
Yeah, I remember that that whole thing pretty clearly because I was working back at Starbucks at the time. And they basically said, oh, just like, come with a mask. And then I remember one time I was walking back home after work and it was just crazy, bro. Like, it looked just like a smoke screen. Like, everything around me just looked like a smoke screen. It's crazy.
Yeah, but like, honestly, you know, this is what the West Coast deals with, like, every year. Yeah, but on to our last L, like, I don't know if this is the biggest L, but I put it as a three-way tie between Ja Morant, Brandon Miller, and Draymond Green. The big three notorious NBA players, bro. Like, yo, some of these niggas are, like, wilding. Like, Ja Morant, you know, like, he had the gun charges. Well, not the gun charges, no. He was suspended for, like, for flashing his gun on, like, Instagram. Stupid move. Brandon Miller, who just was, like, just got in from the draft, he was, suspected of assisting, like, assisted murder or something. Like, bringing the gun for, like, an actual murder duty. And, like, he was originally from Alabama, the Alabama Crimson Tide, the single most annoying basketball team of last season. And I will not let that go. I was so happy to see them lose. And it seems like when it matters most, Brandon Miller cannot make the shot. And then Draymond Green, because Draymond Green fucking, he's like a football player. Like, he, it's like he's trying his best to get ejected. At this point, he's more fouls than, like, points. Yeah, but, like, how do you feel about these three?
Yeah, I mean, to just sum it all up for them, they have been just acting bad for the entirety of the year. I'm going to use a term that I heard from my Africana Studies class. They're fitting very well into the bad man archetype. Shout out Africana Studies. But, yeah, they've just been incredibly bad. I mean, the media hasn't really shown them doing anything good at all. So, I mean, all I can really say is just get your act together, fellas.
Like, literally right after he puts a player in a chokehold, Draymond just tackles a player to the ground. It's like, what is he doing? What the fuck is he doing? But anyways, in a change of pace, we're going to put up some W's, starting with the most arguable W being Young Thug, or Young Truly Humble Under God. So we stated last week, Young Thug has always, like, had some charges with YSL connections to, like, gang activity and all of that, and with the most ridiculous defenses from his lawyers, his attorney, and all of that. His first lawyer stating that it was like the whole trial is like a fucking Bleached episode. And
I mean, more specifically, if you guys don't already know, he's being charged with racketeering, gang organization, gun possession, this a number of charges.
Yeah, but like that, and his lawyer Saul Goodman over here was trying to say, like, I don't know, calling him a fucking scrawny ass little bitch.
Probably really just trying to make him look as pathetic, as plush as possible.
And then, like, saying that he is truly humble under God.
They were literally trying to flip every single negative aspect of his life before that case.
Yeah.
And I commend them for doing that. It takes a lot of heart. Like, they're trying. You can't say that they're not. They really are.
I guess that could count for a W. I mean, like, they're trying. Like, like Young Thug, like, he really wants to get out of there.
Yeah, they also tried to flip a couple other, like, terms. It's like that he used, like, in his music and throughout his career. They tried to flip the word swag by saying it is someone who admires God. They tried to flip YSL by saying young soldiers of the Lord. They tried to flip SLAT by saying show love all the time.
Hold up, they actually doing that?
Yeah, they've been trying to flip, like, literally every single usually negative term to something positive. They also tried to flip op to overly positive pal, slime to seeing Lord in me every day, gang to going above normal guys. I don't even know what that means. I'm not gonna lie, but they're trying. And this last one here, Glock means guarding lives, overcoming challenges normally. That's the last one.
No, that's died. Young Thug got me like fucking cracked up, like pushing positivity, like, you know, like, honestly, W for him trying, but he gotta get something from Kodak Black. That's where
he's a saint. He needs his sauce, bro. He needs his sauce.
Yeah, but like, push more positivity with the Montgomery brawl, which sounds crazy, but let us explain. Mm-hmm. So, you know, earlier in our episodes, we talked about the Montgomery brawl and how it started with like a couple of white kids
More specifically, it was a white boat owner and some of his white friends who initialized much of the conflict. So basically, the white boat owner parked his boat in a commercial boat zone that he shouldn't have, which was for commercial vehicles. And the security guard over at the dock said, hey, you can't park there. And he was like, you got to move that shit. And then the white owner was like, fuck that. No, get the fuck out of my face. And then basically the security guard, I think he attempted to move it, or he just attempted to just like get the boat out the way. And they jumped him, which is crazy. Like, it was really, I think it was a 3-on-1 fight. They was jumping just that poor man trying to do his job. And I mean, from out of nowhere, I guess they heard, what is it, the call to action. There's a bunch of black people that started heading over because I guess they noticed, and they were whooping their ass. I'm not gonna lie, but I say it was like a 20-on-3 now. They was getting jumped in. Yeah. Everything got flipped. I mean, dude came out with a chair, hit someone on the head. About to say, someone got their ass beat so bad, like they Crocs like opened. The Crocs was talking, bro. Like hella shit.
Barking like shit.
Yeah.
Bro, niggas was swimming over there for like for support. Yeah.
Determined.
Like it was
fighting that damn stereotype.
Yeah, it was. It was a beautiful occurrence because, you know, just to see the black community in support of one another.
Mm-hmm. They really said black people unite. They all came together.
Blacks assemble. Yeah, like no, but him swimming over there to get to him, that broke me, bro.
Dedication, bro. Yeah. Dedication.
Like, you know, just look out for your people, though. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, it just goes to show,
bro. That's the biggest fuck around and find out case I've heard this year, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and with our final W, you know,
probably one of the most important ones and the one that's very relevant to us and where we are.
UConn won the national championship. The men's team had won March Madness for the fifth time in our history, UConn history of men's basketball. cementing us as a blue blood program for basketball, one of the best programs in the past 25 years. You got to realize that, like, some of these really good programs, like some of the all-time best, like Kansas, Kentucky, Duke, mm-hmm. North Carolina, mm-hmm. like, we're meeting them, like, in terms of, like, national championships. And we've only done it in, like, 25 years.
Mm.
It's crazy.
I'll see. It's safe to say we're cooking right now.
Oh, yeah.
We're cooking.
We're looking strong this year.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it was a whole roller coaster for me, like, when watching that team. Because we had a huge slump in January mm-hmm. after we were cooking a lot in, like, November and December.
Mm-hmm.
So we all thought, like, all hope was lost. But then with every down comes an up. Mm-hmm. And then they started picking themselves back up to the point where at the end of the season, top 10 again. And then we just blew through our competition. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm just ecstatic because, like we were talking about before and like you said before, double natty is definitely possible.
Oh, yeah. We can do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If the women's get on it, like, and the men's just keep on doing what they're doing, we could really do it double and get another riot.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. But it's another iconic UConn riot.
Yeah, I got to tell you, like, something I just, like, saw. Like, this is funny. Like, someone just showed me a video of this dude during the riots, like, after we won.
Mm-hmm.
Some dude stripped down butt-ass naked
mm-hmm.
and then crossed the street on North Eagleville Road, started running down,
mm-hmm.
ran right in front of a car mm-hmm. and fucking got, like, Charlie Browned into the air. Fucking flipped into the air and then landed on the ground. Like he got hit like a fucking deer, bro. Mm. It was crazy. So hilarious.
That's hilarious.
The dude is
I
fine.
Wish I saw that, bro. That sounds hilarious.
Pause, but yeah, I do agree. Like mm. that shit is funny. Like he was butt ass naked. Yo, people be doing anything, bro.
Yeah.
They were all pre gaming before the game.
Mm.
Yeah, but like,
I feel like that was one where you feel some type of influence. Mm,
yeah,
you know?
That was a fatality, bro.
Mm.
And then you know, with like all of the lampposts being unrooted, the student union being violated,
mm-hmm. the lights, the windows, the trash,
the van pulled like flipped over,
the trees, the branches, the fire, the one specific fire that happened. At Fairfield Way, bro, the fire.
It was total anarchy,
mm-hmm.
but I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I loved watching it. I wasn't a part of it. Your boy is he's a good mm-hmm. lad, but like
Christian boy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think yeah.
neither was I. I was chilling just like Nishan, bro. About to say, it was a great time though. About to say, definitely an experience to remember, and hopefully we can have another one.
Of course, you know, UConn always on top.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's...
But proceed.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you for listening to the Black and Bold Podcast, where we talk about relevant news and interesting topics each week. I'm Nishan.
I'm Luxon.
Be sure to check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, WHUS.org. This will be our last episode for 2023. Have a happy holidays. And remember,
have a good-ass day. See you in 2024.
Hey guys, Nishan from the future here. This episode was set to air in December 2023, but due to issues with our podcast feed combined with a personal mental slump, it will come out in March of 2024. I apologize for the late airing. I'll try to put out our episodes more consistently for each week now until the end of semester at worst. It's not fair to my co-host Luxon, and it's not fair to all of you guys who are looking to listen to our podcast. I deeply apologize for it. But anyways, in the meantime, I hope you enjoy these episodes that'll be coming out. Remember to check us out on our other platforms, and thank you for listening.